they're still following Jesus.
他们还是跟着耶稣。
They thought Jesus is the heavenly manna given by God.
他们认为耶稣就是神所赐的天上的马粮。
Jesus is the one who gave them the heavenly manna.
他们觉得耶稣就是赐下马拿的那一位。
So instead of pursuing Jesus, they are pursuing the manna given by Jesus.
所以与其说他们是跟从耶稣，他们其实是在追寻那个马拿。
And Jesus tried to explain to them.
然后耶稣也试着跟他们解释。
But all they care is we want to gain manna, which is free, and we can support our livings.
可是他们只在乎能够得到那个免费的马拿，所以来当他们的食物。
Do you know the food is important to us?
食物是很重要的
especially bread.
尤其是粮食。
Right now, okay, in our current age,
在这个世代里面
you never worry about what kind of bread you need to have.
你大概不会担心说我下一餐的主食要吃什么。
Because we have so many choices.
因为我们的选择很多。
You can have sandwich bread.
可以有做三明治的面包。
You can have barley bread.
可以有大麦的面包。
You can have a Chinese the homemade bread.
可以家里自己做面包。
There are so many types of breads you can choose.
有各种不同的面包你可以选。
So in the morning when you wake up,
所以你早上起床的时候
you never thought what kind of bread you are going to eat.
不会担心想要吃什么样的面包。
All you worry about,
你担心什么呢
is, okay, can I have so many options?
就说哦，我选择太多了。
Like if you've been in Hong Kong,
如果你到过香港的话
，Like my, I have a lot of relatives in Hong Kong.
我在香港有很多亲戚。
So when I heard the story when they visit the relatives in Hong Kong.
他们说他们去香港探亲的时候。
So in the morning.
在早晨。
Okay, maybe 10 o'clock or 10:30.
可能十点或十点半。
Okay, you can choose so many breakfasts you can have.
早餐的选项有非常的多。
So on the breakfast table.
所以在早餐的桌上。
You can have 烧饼油条。
You can have Chinese pancake and
donut. You can have sandwich.
你可以吃三明治。
You can have dim sum.
你可以吃广东点心。
So I was so surprised.
我非常的惊讶。
How can there are so many different varieties on the table?
怎么会有这么多不同的种类呢
？So that means right now we have no concern on what kind of bread we want to have.
所以现在这个时代，我们不会为了要吃哪一种的面包而担心。
But do you know back to the biblical age?
可是，在圣经那个时代
，in the area of the Palestine，
在巴勒斯坦那一附近
，you know for common people，
对于一般的人
，do you know how much what percentage of their budget need to buy bread？
你知道他们的预算中有多大的部分要来买面包吗
？85%，
85%的钱拿来买面包。
Every $1 you make，
所以你每赚一块钱
，you have to spend 85 cents on buying your bread。
85分要拿去买面包。
So to them, bread is so crucial to their survival。
所以对他们来讲，面包是非常重要的。
So every time when they make $1，
所以每次他赚一块钱的时候。
They can only save 15 cents.
他们只能存下十五分。
They have to support other activities, support their families.
然后那十五分还要拿来做别的事情。
So that's why bread is so important to them.
所以对他们来讲，面包非常的重要。
So every morning they worry about where can I get my bread.
每天早上他们就要想说，我今天从哪里买面包。
That's why the bread becomes a so important topic here.
就是为什么面包在这里面这么重要
？Right now we don't worry about what kind of bread.
现在我们不用担心。
And right now even we don't want to eat the bread.
现在我们还不大想吃面包。
Especially when we are older.
尤其是我们年纪大一点了。
Because bread is not good to our weight.
因为面包对我们的体重控制不大好。
I really enjoy eating the sweet.
我很喜欢吃甜的东西。
When you have the especially when you dip the bread into the vinegar with the paper, right?
尤其是你如果把面包沾在那个意大利油醋当中的时候
，Oh, it's really enjoyable.
哦，那很好吃。
Right? Oh, I really enjoy.
我很喜欢吃。
But when I start eating bread,
可是当我开始吃面包的时候
，I also pray.
我也开始祷告。
I pray is not, oh Lord, thank you for giving me. You are the bread of life.
我说神啊，感谢你，你是生命的粮。
No, it's not my prayer.
我不是这样子祷告。
I pray is God help me to reduce my weight.
我说神啊，帮助我减肥啊。
You know the difference now?
你知道有什么不同吗
？Right now we are so blessed by God.
现在我们受神这样的祝福。
So a lot of things back to the biblical age, it's really tough for them.
所以再回到新约的时代，那是非常的困难的。
Right now we take it for granted.
现在我们认为理所当然。
But somehow it's interesting, though.
可是很有趣的是什么呢
？At that time,
在那个时候
，they work very hard for 85 cents.
他们要工作的很辛苦才能赚这个85分钱。
Right now we are not worrying about how to enjoy the bread.
现在我们不担心这个面包的问题。
But we still worry about cannot make extra 85 cents.
可是我们还是在担心这个多赚这个八十五分。
You know what I mean?
知道什么意思吗
？That's why when God told them, "I am your bread. You can give me the free bread."
所以这个就是为什么当神说我就是生命的粮，你们可以白白得到的时候。
And the 5,000 people come to Jesus.
而且有五千个人来到这里。
Think about it.
想一想。
Okay.85 cents.
八十五分呢
Every day you work so hard.
每天我这么辛苦工作。
85% of your salary.
我薪水的85%。
You don't need to work.
现在不需要担心了。
You just come to Jesus.
就来找耶稣就好了。
Give him 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
给他5饼2鱼。
And he can compensate you 85% of your income.
他就可以帮助我我帮助我付我85% 的 salary.
That's so great.
那不是很棒吗
？I just need to go to Jesus.
我只要去耶稣那里。
And Jesus can take care of my 85% of my salary.
那个85% 的薪水我就不用担心了。
Why not?
那为什么不去呢
？Come be my king.
耶稣啊，你来做我的王吧。
As long as you are my king.
只要你是做我的王。
I'm not seeking you to my spiritual king.
我不是为要你做我灵属灵上的王。
I want you to be responsible for my 85% of my salary.
我是希望你能照顾我那个85%的生活需用就好了。
So a lot of times we come to him.
所以很多时候我们来到耶稣这里。
Right? We are so smart.
我们非常的聪明。
Like Philip, I mentioned last week.
就像上礼拜说的腓力。
We always calculate.
我们很会算。
Do I want to serve God?
我要不要服侍神呢
？Do I gain anything from serving Him?
服侍神有什么好处呢
？You know my okay right now it's so great.
哇，现在很棒啊
！I can come to serving Him.
我可以服侍他。
All I need to do is just show up in the Lord's day.
我只要在主日来。
And He can give me 85% of my income.
他就会照顾我的生活呀，85%都可以哦。
So, you know, 85% is in charge by Him already.
是他要负责我85%的生活费。
So I only need to show up on the weekends.
所以我只要周末来就可以了。
So weekdays I make extra 85%.
周间的时候我可以再赚更多的钱。
85%.
85%.
So you see, as long as you receive him as your king.
所以只要我接受他做我的王。
Your income is doubled.
我的收入就会加倍。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们。
Isn't it great?
是不是很棒啊
？And you come to the Lord's day，
然后你主日来
，You don't listen to the pastors，
不用听牧师讲道。
All you care is not the pastor，
你不在乎牧师讲什么。
You don't care whether the hymns are great，
你也不在乎诗歌好不好
？You don't care whether the brother sister they work so hard to look at the great decorations，
你也不在乎那个弟兄姊妹花了多少精力来装饰这个我们的sanctuary，
because
我们的
in our hearts，
因为在我们的心里
，We want the 85%。
我们是想要那个85%的生活费。
Oh, I'm serious.
我是很严肃的。
Okay, if I receive Jesus is my God.
如果我接受耶稣为我的王。
I bow to him. You are my king.
我向他俯伏敬拜，说你是我的王。
I can have free 85%.
我就可以有免费的85%。
5 days, weekdays, 5 days.In the 5 days, with 5 weekdays of every week.
在那个周间的那五天
，I work so hard.
我工作非常努力。
I have no time to access my God.
我没有时间来亲近神。
I can make extra 85%.
我就可以另外多赚那个85%.
So we are seeking to be a double income person.
所以我们是想要做一个能够有两倍收入的人。
This is my burden.
这个就是我今天的负担。
The bread of life.
生命的粮。
Okay. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry. Yes, yes.
耶稣说，我就是生命的粮，到我这里来的必定不饿。
And whoever believes in me will never be thirsty.
信我的永远不渴。
But as I told you, you have seen me and still you do not believe.
只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。
So they don't get it.
所以他们不了解。
They want to get is the 85%.
他们只是想要拿到那个 85%.
And Jesus told them no.
然后耶稣说不是啊。
No. I'm not going to give the 85%.
耶稣说不是，我不是要负责你那个 85% 的生活费。
Jesus said, I am that 85%.
耶稣说我就是那个 85%.
It's me.
你想要得到的是我。
Not your actual income.
不是你另外的收入，
Not your security.
不是你的安全感，
It's me.
是我。
So Jesus declared.
所以耶稣说，
Declare is Jesus announced.
是耶稣宣布了，
I am the bread of life.
我就是生命的粮。
He told them, Do you get point?
他说你们到底知不知道，懂不懂？
You guys come to me.
你们来到，
in thousands.
你们上千人来到我这里。
You are curious why I can make this thing happening.
你们很惊奇，说我怎么可以喂饱你们？
But you don't get the point.
可是你们没有知道我想真正想要说的重要的点。
You become a Christian.
你变成一个基督徒。
You serve the church.
你来服侍教会。
You think I'm giving God all I can have.
你会觉得说我已经献上我所有的一切。
But brothers and sisters.
可是弟兄姊妹们。
Sometimes we need to admit.
有时候我们要承认。
We want to make the 85%.
我们只是想要多赚那85%。
So Jesus said, No.
所以耶稣说不是。
I am your 85%.
我就是你那个85%。
Whoever comes to me will never go hungry.
到我这里来的必定不饿。
So he didn't say, As long as you eat the bread, you won't be hungry.
他并不是说你吃了我的粮就不会饿。
Why he said, Who is willing to come to me will never go hungry.
他是说愿意到我这里来的必定不饿。
And whoever believes in me,Will never be thirsty.
相信我的永远不渴。
He didn't say, As long as you drink my blood, you won't be thirsty.
他没有说是喝我血的永远不渴。
He said, You need to believe in me,
他说你
要 then you won't be thirsty.
他说你要相信我，你才不会渴。
So here is not about the communion we are going to have.
对，我们这里不是讲擘饼的事情。
He is about just want us to go to him and receive him as our only savior.
这里耶稣是说希望我们到他那里，然后接受他成为唯一的救主。
When we decide to receive him as our only savior,
当我们决定接受他成为我们唯一的救主。
Do you know what happened first?
知道第一件会发生什么事吗？
The emptiness inside yourself, emptiness inside yourself,
你里面的空虚
will be satisfied.
会得着满足。
Jesus said, yes, you can, that's fine, you want to make 85%?
耶稣说 OK 你想要多赚那 85%、
oh, you have your calculator.
你就算得很清楚了。
But doesn't matter how hard you work.
可是不管你多努力的工作，
There is always emptiness inside yourself.
你里面那个空虚还是没办法得满足。
If anyone can be satisfied by your reputation, by your success,
如果你们觉得里面的空虚可以用你们的成功跟声誉来满足的话，
Then there's no wars. 没有战争，
那就没有战争了。
Anyone, the only war between is you want to gain more or you want to lose more.
战争常常都是因为你想要得到更多，结果失去更多。
You are the president of the United States.
如果你是美国总统的话。
You are the president of the Soviet Union.
你是苏俄的总统的话。
Then what do you want?
你会想要什么？
Right? You want to gain more power.
你想要更多的权力。
You want to prove people you are so strong.
想要向世人证明我很强。
So Jesus said, even you try to be even you have the eager to be a good Christian to show people you trust him, you love him, you pursue him.
所以就算耶稣说，就算你很想要向人证明你是个好基督徒，你相信耶稣，你信任耶稣，你追求耶稣。
But you don't receive him as the true bread of life.
可是你没有接受他成为真正的生命的粮。
Your heart is always empty.
你的心永远是空的。
Okay. So you want to come, the only way can satisfy our emptiness.
所以唯一可以让我们里面空虚得满足的。
Is come to him.
就是来到他面前。
Is bring in him.
相信他。
It's not to drink him.
不是去喝他。
Or eat him.
或是去吃他。
Okay. But as I told you.
可是我告诉你们。
You have seen me, and still you do not believe.
只是我对你们说过，你们已经看见我，还是不信。
Here, the what you mean the sin?
这里说看见是什么意思
？It doesn't mean they know.
不是说他们知道。
认识。
认识。
Okay, there's a difference between you are able to see and you are able to know.
看过跟认识不一样。
Okay, then we can continue.
那我们继续。
26. All those the Father gives me will come to me.
凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。
What Jesus means here?
那耶稣这里是什么意思？
Jesus is God himself.
耶稣就是神。
But when he become a man,
当他变成一个人，
he's limited by the flesh.
他就被他的肉身所限制。
The only way he can attract people,
他唯一能够吸引人来的
is people are looking for signs,
就是人们在寻找神迹。
So he has to use signs to help people, to guide people to know I am the Son of God.
所以他是利用神迹让人知道说我就是神的儿子。
So all his purpose is to help us to know he is our Messiah, he is the Son of God.
耶稣的目的是让我们知道他就是我们的救世主，他就是我们的神。
But we see Jesus.
可是我们寻找耶稣。
But we don't know he's the Son of God.
可是我们不知道他是神子。
We think he's the magician.
我们觉得他是一个魔术师。
He's just like our ancestor Moses.
就像摩西一样。
Moses can play magic.
摩西会行很多法术。
Then they thought Jesus can do something like Moses did.
他们觉得耶稣就跟摩西一样也可以。
So that's why Jesus said, "When I help you, give you the signs."
所以这耶稣说，当我给你这些神迹的时候。
But most of them, they don't know him.
可是大多数的人还是不认识他。
So, but does it mean Jesus' ministry failed?
所以说耶稣的执事失败了吗
？Can you say, "Oh, Jesus, you see, you give more than 15,000 people free bread, and give them a good rest."
你可以说哦，耶稣，你喂饱了将近15,000人，然后让他们充分的休息。
But at the end,
可是最后呢
？No one is interested on yourself.
没有人对你有兴趣。
No one wants to be your disciple.
没有人要做你的门徒。
All they care is their 85%.
他们只在乎他们那个85%。
But Jesus doesn't see. No, my ministry is not failing.
可是耶稣不认为他的执事失败了。
He said, "All those the Father gives me will come to me."
他说，凡父所赐给我的人必到我这里来。
Jesus is certain.
耶稣非常的确定。
He said, "Yes, there are 100 million people on earth."
耶稣说，对，这世界上有成千上万的人。
But he truly believed.
可是他真的相信。
Only those ones selected by Father.
只有是父神所拣选的。
Will come to me.
会到我这里来。
And whoever comes to me, I will never drive away.
凡到我这里来的，我总不丢弃他。
Drive away means I will never throw them away.
丢弃他就是说不会，赶走他们就是说不会丢弃他们。
Or expel them away.
或者是把他们从我旁边驱逐出去。
Jesus emphasized here.
耶稣强调
，Whoever comes to me，
只要是到我来这里的人
，I will preserve them，
我会保守他们
，I will love them，
我会爱他们。
For I have come down from heaven not to do my will， but to do the will of him who sent me。
因为我从天上降下来，不是要按照自己的意思行，乃是要按那差我来者的意思行。
The reason why Jesus promised us。
所以耶稣为什么这样应许我们
？Because it's God's will.
因为是神的旨意。
So brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，When we serve God,
当我们侍奉神的时候
，You need to have Jesus' confidence.
你要有从耶稣来的信心。
If it's God's will,
如果是神的旨意
，Then we are fine.
那我们就可以。
But if it's not God's will,
如果不是神的旨意
，Then we are weary.
那我们就很累了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Because a lot of times.
因为很多时候
，We don't know whether it's truly the God's will or not.
我们不知道到底是不是神的旨意。
Right? When we do a lot of things,
当我们在做很多事情的时候
，really based on our reflections.
我们
really or
really
是真的是照我们里面一些内省出来的吗
？But our reflections,
我们的审思
mostly are not from the biblical teachings.
大部分不是照着圣经。
It's from our what?
是从哪里来的呢？
Our school knowledge.
是我们从学校学到的知识。
The teaching from our parents.
或是父母亲教我们的。
Our failure or success experience from our working experience.
或者是工作上我们觉得什么样才是成功。
So we just do it.
所以我们就照着这些价值来行。
We just respond it.
我们就很直接的反应。
But like Pastor always encourage you.
就像牧师常常提醒鼓励大家的。
When you try to make decision or ask others to do your work or your ministry or your own ministry.
当你要做决定或者希望大家一起来参与这个执事的时候。
Have you prayed?
你有祷告吗？
Have you prayed first?
你有没有先祷告？
Lord, right now I have to make decision.
主啊，我现在必须要做一个决定。
Oh, I need to do something for the church.
我要为教会做一些事情。
Please help me.
请你帮助我。
To discern my recommendation or my decisions is from your will.
来分辨我这个决定是不是从你的旨意而来。
We seldom do that.
我们常常不这么做。
We just think that's the right way to do.
我们觉得对啊，这就是要该这么做啊。
But we don't pray.
可是我们没有祷告。
But as long you pray,
可是只要你祷告，
you pray that's from God.
你觉得那是神来的，
then you can declare. You can declare.
那你就可以宣布。
As long as these are given by the Father,
只要这是从天父来的，
will come to me.
就会到我这里来。
And Jesus,
然后耶稣呢？
will never drive them away.
不会丢弃他。
Okay, next.And this is the will of him who sent me.
差我来者的意思就是
that I shall lose none of all those he has given me.
他所赐给我的叫我一个也不失落。
By raising them up at the last day.
在末日却叫他复活。
So you see, what's God's will?
所以神的旨意是什么？
God's will is Jesus obey his will.
神的旨意就是耶稣会遵从神的旨意。
Jesus is walking with God.
耶稣是与神同工。
Even he himself is God himself.
虽然耶稣也是神。
But he sees himself, I am his son.
可是他这个时候他说我是神的儿子。
When I'm working my ministry on earth,
在我在 地上行行我的执事的时候
I'm cooperating with God.
我是跟神一起合作。
That's why.
这就是为什么。
This is the will of him who sent me.
这个就是差我来者的旨意。
And I shall lose none of all those he has given me.
叫我一个也不失落。
That's God's will.
这个是神的旨意。
He wants us to keep all the brothers and sisters in him.
他要我们把所有的弟兄姊妹保守在他中间。
Not only that,
不只是这样。
Jesus also gives our eternal hope.
耶稣也给了我们一个永恒的盼望。
He's not only securing us at this right moment.
至少在这个时候他给了我们一个
他不只是现在给我们一个应许来保护我们 He also gave us the eternal hope、
哎、他也同样给我们一个永恒的盼望
He will raise up us
他会叫我们复活
He will resurrect us
他会使我们复活
So you know brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
Yes, Jesus promised us we will never be hungry and never be thirsty
对耶稣应许我们永远不再饿永远不再渴
But it doesn't mean you don't need to rely on him
可是不是说你就不需要依靠耶稣
We still need to rely on him
我们需要依靠耶稣
We need to cooperate with Jesus
我们要与耶稣同工
To work on God's will
来进行神的旨意
The only time we won't be hungry and thirsty
我们什么时候不会渴不会饿呢
It's still the coming of the new heaven and the new earth.
是到了新天新地的时候。
In the chapter 7 Revelation it says,
在启示录第七章说
At that time,
在那时
you are fully satisfied.
你会完全得着满足。
You will never have the sense of hunger and the thirst.
也永远不再饿，永远不再渴。
So right now we are still in the process.
现在我们还在这个过程当中。
So Jesus said, "Don't worry."
所以耶稣说不要担心。
I'm your bread of life.
我是你们生命的粮。
As long as you accept me,
只要你接受我
，I will take care of you.
我就会照顾你。
Not only that,
不只是这样。
You will not be thrown away by me.
我永远不会丢弃你。
And at the end,
在最后呢
，I will raise you up.
我会使你再重新起来。
You will be resurrected.
你会复活。
We will join all the brothers and sisters in the new heaven and the new earth.
我们会在新天新地与一切的弟兄姊妹重新来团聚。
We will glorify our Father together.
我们会一起来荣耀我们的天父。
And again, 40, he said, "For my Father's will."
然后四十节说，因为我父的意思。
Is that anyone who looks to the Son?
是叫一切见子
and believes in Him,
而信的人
shall have eternal life,
得永生
and I will raise them up,
并且要叫他复活
at the last day,
在末日
So verse 39 and verse 40,
所以三十九跟四十节
is kind of complementary,
是互补的
39 emphasizes,
三十九节强调的是
is God's will,
是神的旨意
who sends Son as my eternal life.
赐下他儿子作为我内住的生命。
So, as long as I believe in him,
只要我信入他。
I receive him as my bread of life,
只要我接受他做我生命的粮。
Then God will be in charge, then I will have eternal life.
神会有主权，我就会有永恒的生命。
And 40 told us,
四十节说什么呢？
It's our duty too.
这也是我们的义务。
It's not only that God's promising or his mercy or grace.
不光只是神赐下我们恩典与怜悯
It's also your duty.
也是我们的义务
You need to look to the Son and believe in Him.
要见看见神子而且相信
Okay, they see God, they see Jesus.
他们看见了耶稣
But they don't believe in Him.
可是他们并没有信入他
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
You need to know Jesus.
你要认识耶稣
You need to believe.In him.
要相信他。
Here in the right another appropriate way to say is believe into him.
另外一个说法就是信入他。
Receive him as your true life.
接受他做你真的生命。
Do you know right now you have God's life lives dwells in you?
知道现在神的生命住在你里面吗
？The Bible says, "My spirit is the life."
圣经说我的灵就是生命。
And he emphasized.When we receive him, you admit him is your savior.
而且他强调，当我们接受他的时候，承认他是我们的救主。
You already have the eternal life dwells in you.
里面就已经有了永恒的生命住在里面。
Do you know you have eternal life dwells in you?
知道你里面住着永恒的生命吗
？Do you know right now, like I said, right now we are so comfortable.
就像我说的，我们现在日子过得很舒服。
You have so many choices to have for your breakfast.
你要吃早餐就有很多选择。
You know the easy way for me to enjoy?
知道对我来讲最容易的是什么吗
？It's hot pot.
就是火锅。
You know hot pot is so easy to prepare.
火锅很容易准备。
All you need to do is just buy different ingredients.
你就把材料买一买。
So today you can have seafood.
今天可以有海鲜。
Tomorrow you can have beef.
明天吃牛肉。
Today after you can be a veggie person.
后天你可以吃蔬菜锅。
So it's very easy.
所以很简单。
Right, so we don't need to worry about something we think is too hard for us.
所以我们不需要担心那些太难的事情。
But you know, in the first century, and when in the, you know, when the church starts,
到在第一世纪教会刚刚开始的时候
，they are under the persecution of Roman politicians and also Jews.
他们不断的受到罗马帝国甚至犹太人的压迫。
When the holy temple was destroyed,
当圣殿被毁的时候
all the believers were forced to scramble out to all different localities.
所有的信徒都被赶出去了。
They don't have the luxury to enjoy.
他们没有这样子的幸福来，没有这样的奢侈来享受。
If you read the book of Acts,
如果你读《使徒行传》
，you know what they did?
你知道他们做什么吗？
Even they were forced to move, maybe from Jerusalem to Ephesus, for example.
就算他们被赶离了本地，譬如说从耶路撒冷移到了以弗所
，They spread gospel.
他们还是在传福音哦。
They do the evangelism.
他们继续的传福音。
They gather together to worship the God.
他们聚在一起崇拜神。
Why?
为什么呢
？They are not looking for praise.
因为他们不是在找。这个面包
，because they know there's an internal life in them.
因为他们知道他们里面有一个内住的生命。
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姊妹们
，I don't mean we don't need to work hard to make a place.
我不是说我们不用努力工作。
We need to support our families.
我们要支持我们的家庭。
But we always try to earn the extra free 85%.
可是我们是不是要一直想要多赚一点，多赚那85%？
免费的85%。
免费的85%。
We are so smart.
我们非常的聪明。
Right, and God knows our minds.
然后神也知道我们的心思。
Jesus is full of mercy.
耶稣是满了怜悯。
He never blames us on our calculations.
他从来不怪我们这样精打细算。
But when you truly feel by the eternal life inside yourself,
可是当你里面被这个永恒的生命充满的时候，
we always have a phrase to describe a Christian who works so hard for the families but also serve the church.
我们有一句话来形容这个为了家庭劳苦跟为了教会劳苦的基督徒。
I have to say in Chinese.
我要用中文讲。
劳而不苦。That means you work hard, you labor, but you don't have bitterness. 劳而不苦。
You work hard with no bitterness.
You know, you get the point?
明白吗?
Yeah, you can work so hard.
你可能工作非常的辛苦。
You know, before I'm the full-time servant,
在我全职当牧师之前
，Me and my wife we received God when I was like 24 years old.
我是24岁的时候信主的。
It's in the university.
在那时候，在一个大学里面。
So we went to the we have the prayer meeting every Wednesday night.
所以我跟太太每天礼拜五晚上都有祷告聚会。
And Ping has to work in the laboratory.
然后太太呢要在实验室里工作。
So I always I was studying in the in the more economics and the business area.
我那时候是读经济。
So when I finished my daily school works,
所以我放学之后呢
，I went to her laboratory.
我就去她的实验室。
So I will wait for I was waiting for her to finish her job.
我在那边等她把实验做完。
She always enter the laboratory around like 7 or 8 a.m.
她是早上一早就去实验室。
And until she had to work.Till the midnight, till a.m.
常常要工作到半夜。
So if you knew me at that moment,
如果那个时候我们认识的话
，as long as you enter the laboratory around 9 or 10 p.m.
只要你就晚上9-10点到了实验室
，you can see I always sleep on the bench.
你就看我在那边睡觉。
Okay, but as long as it's Wednesday night,
可是只要是礼拜三晚上。
Okay, we will always show up in the Wednesday night.
我们一定会去祷告聚会。
No matter what happened to us.
不管有什么事情。
We always show up on the Wednesday night.
我们礼拜三一定会去。
And when we have two boys.
后来我们有两个儿子。
We never stop gathering on the Wednesday night.
我们礼拜三还是一定会去。
So on the 2013, we joined a church in Orange Grove.
所以在2019年，我们开始加入了一个在城县的一个教会。
We live in Arcadia.
我们住在 Arcadia.
It takes me to drive after work. I have to drive after I finish my job. I have to take me at least one hour and 30 minutes to attend the prayer meeting.
每个礼拜三下班之后，大概要开一个半小时去参加祷告聚会。
We never stop showing up in every prayer meeting.
可是我们从来没有停止过。
It doesn't mean we are better.
不表示我们比较好。
But we have eternal life.
可是我们里面有永恒的生命。
Yes, we work hard.
对，我们工作也很辛苦。
We have good jobs.
我们的工作也很好。
But that doesn't make me feel satisfied.
可是那不能满足我。
But I'm so tired.
有时候我很累了。
One time I even complained.
有一次我甚至抱怨了。
No, brother, sister, it took me 2 hours to get here.
弟兄姊妹们，今天塞车，我开了2个小时。
They were shocked.
他们非常的惊讶。
But you know, I regretted what I did.
可是后来我有点后悔了。
Because the only true satisfaction comes from my laboring in Himself.
因为真正的我的满足是从
enabling in Himself, 在主里劳苦来的。
在主里劳苦而来的。
So Jesus, the brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So.Do you really know the meaning of the bread of life?
你真的知道生命的粮是什么意思吗？
Pastor is asking you.
牧师现在问你们。
Do you really know the meaning of the bread of life?
你真的知道生命的粮是什么意思吗？
Do you always seek Jesus can satisfy your hunger and thirst, so you can make the extra 85%.
你也是为了让耶稣能够满足你的饥饿与渴，然后再去赚那个免费的85%吗？
Or do you really know he can satisfy your hunger and thirst spiritually?
还是你知道他可以满足你属灵上的饥饿与干渴？
Second, do you know the stage of your Christian life?
你知道你在基督徒的生命阶段吗？
First time is you hear.
第一次是你听到福音的时候。
Then you see.
然后你看见。
Then you accept.
然后你接受。
Then you become his follower.
然后你成为他的追随者。
Right, but do you know? But you are still trying to make in the free 85%.
可是你是不是还在追求那免费的85%呢？
Or you accept him as your eternal life already?
还是你已经接受他成为你内住的生命？
So you are willing to labor in him.
所以你愿意在他里面劳苦？
Because you enjoy it.
因为你很享受。
So what stage you are?
你在哪个阶段呢？
Okay, I will skip this one. You know what I mean?
这些我先跳过。
I like this one. The C is real life is the new relationship with God.
C 点是真正的生命是与上帝的新关系。
Okay. Okay, without Jesus, there may be existence, but no life.
没有耶稣可能会有存在，但没有生命。
Okay, you can work hard to try to become a double income person.
你可以工作的很辛苦，然后让你收入加倍。
But you are just exist.
可是你只是存在的。
You don't have life.
没有生命。
Life.You don't enjoy your life.
不享受生命。
Okay. Jesus is the bread of life.
耶稣是生命的粮。
Okay, our life stage.
然后我们基督徒生命的阶段。
We see Jesus.
我们看见耶稣。
We have seen him. We come to him.
看到他，我们就到主这里来。
We believe in him.
我们相信他。
This process gives us life.
这个过程给了我们生命。
And this is free and universal.
这是免费和普世的。
But the only way to that new relationship is through what? Through Jesus.
但是建立这种新关系的唯一途径是通过耶稣。
No Jesus.
没有耶稣。
No life.
没有生命。
No Jesus.
没有耶稣。
Only religion.
只有宗教。
No Jesus.
没有耶稣。
No God's will.
没有神的旨意。
No Jesus.
没有耶稣。
No eternal salvation.
没有永恒的救赎。
Then all the back of the whole process is who? Is God.
所以是神在整个过程的背后。
So it's God's mercy.
所以是神的怜悯。
Also God's love.
也是神的爱。
So we can serve him.
所以我们可以来服侍他。
You are making double income or extra 85%.
你现在可能收入加倍了，有那个另外的85%。
You're still under God's mercy.
可是这也是神的怜悯。
Because he knows you.
因为他认识你。
But always the defiance of the human heart enables us to refuse the offer of God.
人心的蔑视使我们拒绝神的提议。
Those honestly.
老实说。
A lot of times we despise Jesus.
常常我们看不起耶稣。
He said, "Oh, how can you say that?"
哦，你怎么可以这样讲呢
？You know what I mean.
不过你知道我的意思。
If Jesus is your king,
如果耶稣是你的王
，is the true Lord of your living.
如果真的是你生命的主
，then you will accept his offer.
你就会建议神的提议。
Okay. So when you decide to receive him as your savior, two things happen.
当我们取用生命的粮食，会发现两件事。
Your hunger and your thirst are gone.
饥饿和干渴都消失了。
Even on the last day, when all things end, we are still secure.
即使在万物终结的最后一天，我们仍然是安全的。
Okay, let's read this together.
我们一起来读。
Verse 35 records the first of the great I am, sayings of Jesus, and the following verses are an expanded commentary on it. It is a direct response to the people's demand for bread.
我们中文再来读一次。第三十五节记录了耶稣最伟大的“我是”话语中的第一句。接下来的几节经文是对他的注释。 这是对人们对粮需求的直接回应。
So you know, Jesus is full of mercy.
所以耶稣是满了怜悯。
There are seven I am in the book of John.
在约翰里面有七个我是。
So if you can recall when Jehovah wants to reveal himself to Moses.
如果你能记得在耶和华这样向摩西显示的时候。
He said, I am what I am.
他说我就是我是。
I am what I am, you can say,It has another meaning.
我就是我是有另外一个意思。
I am what you want me to be.
我是你想要我是的那一位。
So in there are seven I am in the book of John.
所以约翰福音里面有七个我是。
I am the true bread.
我是真粮。
I am the true light.
我是真的生命。
I am the good shepherd.
我是好牧人。
I am the truth, the way, the life.
我是真理、
道路、真
生命与道路。
Yeah, I'm also the true wine.
我也是真酒。
True wine tree.
我也是真葡萄树。
Yeah, vine. Okay. For it was necessary for them to understand that Jesus was speaking of spiritual, not physical food. The meaning of the phrase "bread of life" is bread which gives life, but such bread is available only to those who believe in Him.
因为他们必须明白耶稣说的是属灵的食物而不是物质的食物生命粮的意思是赐人生命的粮但这样的粮只有信耶稣的人才有
So brothers and sisters
所以弟兄姊妹们
This is our privilege
这是我们的特权
We have the bread of life
我们有生命的粮
So do you want to help others?To receive the bread of life.
你想要帮助其他的人也能够接受这生命的粮吗
Do you see how important it is to those unbelievers?
你有看到这对不信的人有多重要吗
Do you want to see them suffer because we don't have heart to those people?
你愿意看见他们受苦，因为我们对他们没有负担吗
There's no possibility of any disagreement between the Father and the Son. What the Father gives the Son will receive. I shall lose none.
父与子之间不可能有任何分歧，父赐给子的，子必不失落。
So all the brothers and sisters God gave us, we shall not lose.
所以神所赐给我们所有的弟兄姊妹，一个也不会失落。
So brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
，The offer of Christ is life in time and life in eternity. He is our bread of life.
基督给我们今生和永恒的生命，他是我们生命的粮。
Okay, let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Dear Jesus,
亲爱的耶稣
，Thank you.
谢谢你。
You are the true bread of life.
你是真的生命的粮。
So when we come to you,
当我们来到你面前
，We receive you as our savior.
我们接受你成为我们的救主。
We also start enjoying you. You are the true bread of life.
我们也享受你成为我们真的粮食。
So through today's message,
所以借由今天的信息
，Please remind us.
请提醒我们。
A lot of times,
很多时候
，We try to make the extra 85%.
我们只是想要多赚那 85%。
As long as we show you we are good Christians.
只要我们在你面前做个基督徒。
As long as we always tell people we love you.
我们就告诉别人说我爱你。
As long as we pretend we serve you very diligently.
我就假装很殷勤的服侍你。
But somehow we know internally.
可是我们里面知道。
We may still want the 85%.
我们可能也是只要找那个免费的 85%.
But we know you are God full of mercy.
可是我知道你是满了怜悯的神。
You still sustain us.
你还是继续的支持我们。
You still give us the internal hope.
你还是给我们内里有盼望。
Because you know we are still in the process.
因为你知道我们还在这过程当中。
So help us, God.
所以帮助我。
Help us to.Receive you as our eternal Savior.
帮助我们能够接受你成为我们内里的救主。
Also help us to grow in you.
帮助我们在你里面更多的成长。
You are our bread of life.
你是我们生命的粮。
This is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
In the name of Jesus Christ.
在基督耶稣的名求。
Amen. Amen. Let's stand up. Let's sing the response hymn.
让我回应诗歌，请起立。